You're listening to Geek World with your superhero super hosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com. That's A-N-N-A-M-A-Y on the radio at yahoo.com. Or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We're actually talking about something today that that actually is topical and is happening right as we speak.
Topical cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll keep you beautiful, whatever that means. I don't know. What does topical cream do? Isn't that what they give people when they have, like, venereal disease or something?
Or like, for a rash or something.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Well.
I guess we're kind of like a
rash. That's
kind of
gross.
You know, we just keep on coming back and.
Yeah, yeah.
You
kind of wish we spread it a little more like a rash, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If we're more like a rash, it might actually be more people listening right now.
Yeah, we know there's no one actually out there.
We actually want to be like a rash, now that I think about it. We're more like a...
Go to our MySpace page and tell us you're listening.
Yeah.
It's like,
Jesus Christ. Okay, now it works. Jeez. Wow.
Our earphones just started working.
Wow. Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Already.
This is terrible radio for everyone else, but for us, that was a very painful moment. Ow.
Oh,
my ears hurt. I feel like when Siler took that hearing lady's power, remember, when he first couldn't handle it, and he's like, ow. Jeez, that hurt. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so we only got 30 minutes to talk about everything that went on this week in Geek, which is, well, quite a bit. I mean, we're not even talking about news, right? We're just talking about
about Spider-Man 3, we actually saw on opening night.
Yes, saw it yesterday.
Go figure. We have, like, never seen anything on opening day.
Well, you know, I think we saw Spider-Man 1 opening day.
Yeah.
We didn't see Spider-Man 2 opening day, though.
Yeah. That and Heroes this week.
Heroes, yes, if we get time. I mean, should we just go right into it?
Yeah. Why don't you start off while I'm doing paperwork?
Well, why don't you do paperwork after the show and start off right now?
You start off.
Why do you start off? Why? How should I start? Well, I don't even know what to say. Okay. So anyway, Spider-Man 3 starring Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man 3. Okay. So Spider-Man 3 came out. Most expensive movie ever made. They're talking $250 million budget, but with everything including distribution, it's probably close to $350 million. Directed by Sam Raimi.
They're gonna make it back.
Oh, they're gonna make it back. I mean, it's already broken like every record in Europe, pretty much. Yeah. So, you know, this movie is, I think, pretty much what everyone expected. There is a whole lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, like, I think in the end we counted, like, what, 10 story arcs of all that was going on.
Yes, about 10 story
arcs.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like insane. It's like, you know, it's like a 10-part... It's like if you try to consolidate Roots into, like, a 2-hour movie, you know? There's, like, so much going on. You have even no clue. But I don't even know. I mean, should we start with a critique or just give people a little what's going on in the movie first?
Can you even give a little of what's going
on?
Is that even
not
possible?
Not much. And it's funny, too, because I think most people kind of get, just from seeing the previews, kind of what's going on. But let's just say, okay...
There's a couple bad guys. There is the new Green Goblin, who is, you know... Peter's old friend Harry.
Yep.
There is Sandman, who, you know, is a pivotal Spider-Man character
from the old days. Yep. Flint Marko, the Sandman,
who is played by
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, and who is Green Goblin played by?
Goblin is playing James Franco.
James Franco. And then there's another bad guy who, you know, well, okay. Then if you want to count Black Suit Spider-Man, because, you know, it's an inner battle and all that. So
yes, Dark Side and stuff. Yeah. Very, very awesome.
And then there is Venom.
Yes.
Who never actually got the name Venom during the movie.
No.
But, you know.
Yes.
But that's Eddie Brock.
But pretty
and,
much everyone
that was,
knew.
That was Topher Grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing very different than the character was in the comic books, but they were kind of going for a whole different kind of idea with Eddie Brock, a little more Cain-Abel duality type thing.
And if you know anything of Topher Grace,
yes.
You don't use the Topher Grace voice in the Venom character.
Yeah.
You use the Topher Grace voice for Eddie Brock, fine. You don't have scary Venom dude with Topher Grace voice.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
just makes it lame.
We're already pretty much jumping to the gun already on the Venom thing, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but that was ridiculously lame.
Yeah, I mean, let's just put it all out there. I mean, do you just want to say already how we felt about the movie? Like,
I hated it. Well, I didn't
you
hate it.
Hate
no,
it.
I didn't hate it.
Come on.
Okay.
Be nice.
It was highly enjoyable to watch.
Extremely
but
enjoyable.
But I warn you, when you're done watching, and even during watching, don't think about it. Don't bother thinking about what you've just seen or what you're watching at the time. You will be sorely disappointed.
It was like a 2-hour, 20-minute trailer for Spider-Man 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was all supposed to be one narrative movie.
Yeah.
It was just like, I mean, it was basically what people were thinking before it even came out. Way too much stuff in one movie.
Way too much.
Like, entirely too much stuff. Like, you can't even get a second to breathe and, like, I mean, I don't think that any story arc was actually fully completed. It was just, like, a mad dash to the finish line to see how many things we could put together into one movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, gosh.
I don't even know what to say. I have been going off on this movie ever since, like, I came out of it because I was just so angry about so many things because I actually bothered to think about it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was enjoying it. I smiled a lot. I laughed a lot during the movie. You know, they really got the humorous tone of Spidey. But damn it if I thought about it too much, because you can't think about it. You can't think about what you've just seen, because then you realize all the, like, 3 million flaws.
Yeah. No, it's incredibly entertaining. You know, it's like watching a bunch of episodes of Spider-Man, the animated series,
yeah,
all, like, you know, put together into some big monster. And, like, just for, like, a kid watching who doesn't know anything about, like, the way a movie's supposed to be, it was probably fantastic. Because, oh, my gosh, you know, now there's this, now there's that. Like, basically the way I thought about it is, like, you know, some little kid or something, like, went up on Santa's lap and Santa asked, what would you like Spider-Man 3 to be? And he was like, well, let's see. I would like there to be the Sandman, and then I would like the second Green Goblin, and then I would like Spider-Man to have the black suit, but then I would also like Venom to be there after the black suit, and then I would also like Gwen Stacy, and then I would also... And it was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Little kid... It's impossible to jam all that stuff into a movie that makes sense.
Yeah, and
well,
then you'd be right.
And
thinking
you'd be
that.
Totally right. Yeah, I mean, actually,
like, you can certainly jam it all in, but it doesn't make it a good movie.
Actually, it would be more like a gigantic, fat ass Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool, yeah, crushing Santa's lap and asking for all these things in one movie.
Now, keep in mind, we were looking forward to this
like crazy.
Like, you know, we're geeks. We love Spider-Man
for like 2 years.
Loved Spider-Man.
Damn it, 2 years waiting for this movie to come out.
Yeah.
But,
and chubby Toby face just doesn't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's the least of the problems. I mean, it's tough because it was enjoyable to watch. You will not be disappointed at all. The CGI is, like, off the hook.
Yeah.
Like, all the money in this budget you can see went on the screen.
It's off the hook. It's off the chain.
It's great. I mean, the effects are amazing. They're probably the best special effects I've seen in a movie thus far.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's no doubt about it. It's just, if you're going to see a movie that makes logical sense, you might be disappointed. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Like, way too
much.
There
was zero reason to bring Gwen Stacy into
it,
too.
Gwen
Stacy, for those of you who don't know, was Spider-Man's first girlfriend that, you know, in the comic books got killed off.
That Green Goblin killed.
Green Goblin killed.
The original Green Goblin.
What they did is brought in, you know, the girl as, you know, Gwen Stacy, Captain Stacy's daughter.
Yes.
And who happened to be a schoolmate of Peter's in college,
mm-hmm,
and she was just there to create, like, sexual tension between Mary Jane and Peter,
and
to be entirely embarrassed, and they ruined everything that Gwen Stacy was.
Yeah, I mean, she was there. She was truly there to be a catalyst for two things: to be a catalyst for a break between Mary Jane and Peter, and also a catalyst between Eddie Brock and Peter Parker.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It was. They should have just made it blonde girl number one.
Yeah.
You know, name her, like, Kate girl. Like, you know.
Yeah, there was no time for, there was no even instance for Spider-Man to even develop any feelings towards Gwen Stacy, because it wasn't even about that in the movie, because by the time, I mean, we don't want to give too much away, but obviously when Peter gets the black suit, he becomes, like, a bad Peter Parker, you know? It, like, feeds off his aggression. You know, anyone who knows of the alien black suit in the comic books, it gives him more power, but at the same time, it starts feeding off his rage and makes him darker.
Now, let me tell you how you know this is a bad movie.
Oh.
One of the lines was Eddie Brock going, "Dear God, please kill Peter Parker." There is nothing right about that.
Well, you know, it was just like, you know, it just, it, the problem is, like, it's funny because I just read an Entertainment Weekly article talking about, you know, they realized pretty much halfway in that they shot so much that they were thinking that they could split it into Spider-Man 3 and 4, which would have been a much better movie. Because the black Spider-Man suit stuff was a great idea.
Right.
The Venom stuff, not a bad idea. The Sandman stuff, not a bad idea. The Green Goblin stuff, not a bad idea.
Right.
You jam them all into one super movie, bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, too, I got to say, everyone's been wondering, like, what this best special effect of the movie is. Is it Sandman, which was amazing? Was it Venom? Was it the Green Goblin stuff? Like, in my opinion, the greatest special effect of that entire movie was that they made Bryce Dallas Howard hot.
Yeah.
Like, really? I couldn't believe it. I you know, I was like, every time I've seen her, I've been like, eh. But she was actually generally attractive in that movie as Gwen Stacy. I guess the blonde hair really worked for her, huh?
Yeah, it really
And the blue
did.
Eyes, yeah.
It's so funny that they make the blonde girl a redhead and the redhead
yeah,
a blonde.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, the irony.
Yes, oh, very ironic. But, I mean, I don't want to give too much away to people, and I don't want people to not go see it because I want to support Spider-Man.
Yeah, you should see it.
Yeah.
Like, because you will enjoy it. But, like I said, don't think about it.
And, like,
don't
who,
think about
you know,
it during
I mean,
it. Don't think about it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, don't take our word for it. Who knows? Maybe we're just crazy. Maybe we didn't get it. But at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, except I use logic, and logic dictates... I mean, granted, you know, it's comic book. You can only use a certain amount of logic. But even in comic book logic, it was dumb.
Yeah, it's just way too much. It's just way too much for a movie. It was you know how like too much sugar is like is a bad thing. Well, what is it?
Too
Wasn't
much
there?
Soup spoils the salt.
No, what?
Too much salt spoils the soup. I don't know.
You know what? I don't even.
Too much salt.
I don't even know why I bothered asking
pot.
You about adages. You're like that old guy from Boondock Saints who like combines adages into like. Anyway.
Why don't you make like a tree and spoil the pot?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like. It was just too much of a good thing is a bad thing, and that's really what came down. There was just too much stuff going on. I really think they should have split it a lot up. But I mean, what can I say? The action sequences were amazing. That Sandman, like in the end, was freaking amazing. I haven't seen something that epic in a special effect really since Ghostbusters 1 with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I know that sounds silly, but you people got to think about it. Back when the Ghostbusters, you know, special effects weren't very good back then, and so, you know, they knew their limitations, and I thought they pulled off a really great effect for the time, and it was epic and big, and you actually kind of believe it was happening, even though it was so silly. Well, when this, you know, Sandman, the big Sandman in the end was amazing. It was great, you know? So, like, I haven't really seen anything like that in a movie for a long time, but it was just like... Oh God! And like, let's not even mention the fact that let's make like one of the villains like really too likable for Spider-Man to want to kick his ass.
Yeah, you will learn in the very beginning of the movie that the Sandman is only bad because he was trying to save his dying daughter.
Yeah. So okay, are we rooting for him to fail and for his daughter to die, or
are
we rooting
apparently
for him?
We're either rooting for his daughter to die, or we're rooting for him to win.
Yeah, and essentially probably kills Spider-Man in the process. And also we find out...
And most of the city and stealing lots of money.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, it's like, not even Ocean's 11, when they steal stuff, you know, they don't even do it for a good reason, and you still want them to win because they're cool.
Yeah.
You know, this guy actually has a reason to win, and yet we're rooting for him not to. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's just like, oh,
it's like
kills
the thing,
me.
The thing with superheroes is that it's a fight between good and evil.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be defined good and evil. You know, good is the superhero. Evil is the bad guys they're fighting. Good and evil.
Yeah.
This is good guy fighting against guy that's not so bad.
And they made Venom, the Venom character of Eddie Brock, like so ridiculously bad and the opposite of him that it was almost like a joke. It was like,
absolutely.
Okay. You know, because he's not even a rational human being. Like,
not
he is,
even remotely.
I mean, there is no, I mean, he's like a caricature of like a human being, of a human being. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they just went so far with that. And also, it's like they made it about him hating Peter Parker when Venom in the comic books hated Spider-Man. So that made sense, you know? And it was just like, ew. There was just so many things about it that were, like, unsettling, to say the least. But there was also a lot of humor in it. I thought a lot of it was really funny. When Peter Parker was, like, wearing the black suit and he was all, like, cool, like, that stuff was really funny, You know, and there was like a lot of funny parts in it.
But it's not a good thing when your female lead gets hit and the entire audience starts cracking up.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't know if it has anything to do with the character. That has everything to do with Kirsten Dunst.
That's true.
I mean, Kirsten, I don't think very many people really like her that much, to tell you the truth.
Hate
yeah,
her.
I mean, I think most people realize that she's not terribly good at anything she does. You know, I didn't actually mind her that much. I guess you guys, like, hated her.
Yeah,
I actually didn't mind her that much this movie.
There were a couple of us that went, and David didn't
honest.
Mind her, and the other two of us hated her.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, you know, she was the thing that didn't bother, she was one of the things that actually didn't bother me as much as a lot of other things.
I think the least annoying person in it was James Franco.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good. I was
and
really
his
surprised.
His character was highly flawed,
yeah,
too. It was completely not, like, the
it
continuity
didn't make any
was
sense.
So wrong. And,
yeah, his character didn't make any sense.
On the other
sense.
Hand, some of the previews were really cool. I'm now very much looking forward to Pirates of the Caribbean 3 and the new Harry Potter movie.
Oh,
so.
Definitely, yeah. No, those trailers are crazy. I mean, honestly... Ugh, I mean, yeah, Pirates...
Yeah, yeah. Ugh, pretty much describes
Pirates
it.
Pirates 3, yay, you know, I really want to see it, but, like, Spider-Man 3, I've been waiting forever for this movie, and, like I said, we enjoyed it, but it's like...
But when you enjoy the previews more, when you, like, we've watched the previews for Spider-Man, and we were so thrilled to be going. We skipped work. We left work for a couple hours.
Yeah.
To go see the movie. A bunch of us, you know, from the office left, and we just left and went to go see the movie because we were so excited. We had to see it opening day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, we got it. Okay, let's put this way though, for our geek friends who might be like really disappointed right now and crying. Okay, it was better than X3.
Well, that's not hard.
Okay,
to do.
It was better than Superman Returns.
Yeah, not too hard.
Okay,
to do.
It was better than what's I'm trying to think. There's something else that it's better than. I mean, it's not like the worst movie ever made.
Better than Daredevil.
But oh, yeah, obviously. But
and
at
Elektra.
The same, yeah. Well, please. I mean, anything's better than Elektra. But at the same time, like with the expectations you might have, especially considering the second movie, if you have come in with these expectations of being a film like the second movie, you're probably going to be disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, go see it because it's cool. And you know what? I mean, I hope you guys disagree with us and think it's better. I mean, maybe we're just jaded, but. I mean, it's just like, it just wasn't quite what we wanted by any means. And it really could have been fixed just by, you know, adding less stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
They didn't need to put in every single one of those guys.
Yeah, it was like...
Venom, like, no matter what, Venom and Black Suit could have been their own story. Like,
yeah.
They should have been.
That
Venom
should have been one story.
The Venom should be his own movie.
Yeah.
You know, Spider-Man versus Venom, because he is supposed to be epic.
Yeah.
You know, and he was not epic, not even remotely epic.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted... Yeah, you mean the Venom special effects? Oh,
everything
my gosh.
Everything about Venom was not epic.
Yeah, you know, guys, I mean, I've been excited for Venom like all of you, but I think you might be a little disappointed with the Venom CGI. And especially considering, like, the first time you really see his face, he's talking... And not only is he talking, like, but he's, like you said earlier,
Topher
he's using
voice.
The Topher Grace voice. I mean, all they did was change it a little bit, but still, it was like Topher Grace talking. It's like, that should not
Topher
be what
Grace
Venom is.
Mildly modulated.
Yeah, even in the comic books, I mean, Venom's voice, you can tell by the bubbles, is completely different than a human's voice.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was crazy. And you, when you finally show this guy who's like one of the most popular characters in the Marvel Universe, you finally see his face for the very first time, and you have him talking. It's hard enough to make him look cool just without talking, but you make him talking, you're already, it's like, I don't know if there was ever really a time you see Venom where he wasn't a little silly looking.
Yeah, entirely.
You know, I mean, he was cool looking, but he was also a little silly looking the entire time, and it was just like, it was just so disappointing in that respect.
Okay, well, we've been talking for a really long time.
Are we
going
out of
take
time,
a
pretty
quick
much?
Break for commercials, but then we'll be back and we'll talk a little bit about heroes.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com. That's ANNAMAY on the radio @yahoo.com. Or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld.